seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Welcome to another episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and I cannot even say my own name properly because I've been traveling like a madman. So many sleepless nights. I just wrapped up the most phenomenal boot camp in New York City and a fast trip to DC in between and so on. We are on fire, and I'm here with my spiritual brother, the one and only Arash Jepar, motherfucking Dibazar, greatest seducer of all times, and we are ready to totally transcend all realities. So, brother, how are you doing tonight?
Well, brother, I'm going through another transition, another phase of growth, you could say. I've become aware, let's say, of new things, and when you become aware of new things, it's kind of like the movie The Matrix or any of these movies where you wake up. At first, it takes a little adjusting to do. So a couple of days ago, it was Saturday, actually. What's today? Monday? Yeah, 2 days ago. I felt like I woke up again, and I have newfound abilities in communication and seduction. And sounds incredible, because it is. But at the same time, it gets a little getting used to, because I find myself once again shedding my old skin and finding myself in a brand new skin. And the shedding part is a little difficult. So how do I feel? I feel drained. And I feel tired. And yet at the same time, I feel powerful, if that makes any sense. My old skin is shedding. When the new skin is completely in place, you'll see what I'm about to do. How are you, brother?
Wow. You know, I just got an outline. I think this is the most noble and probably definitely real strength, but to most, the area that they don't dare visiting. The willingness to go through those shedding of the skin like that, you know. Constantly we come across people that initially their biggest challenge is always the fact that they're only committed to being comfortable. They don't want to be uncomfortable. And you, more than anybody, brother, have demonstrated this ability constantly to go through that process of being willing to just constantly refine, but also be willing to go through the phase of transition. So props for that. It's remarkable. And on my side, you know, I was reminded once again how essential it is to grow, to stretch, because it was not reasonable for me to take that trip to New York when I boarded the plane. I never say it at the time. I always say it after. I boarded the plane. I was sick. The flight was delayed. By the time I got to the hotel, I booked the same hotel than my cousin, and it was really a shit hotel. So initially, and then I wanted to go to D.C., went to D.C., we got caught in a rainstorm. Instead of a four-hour drive, it turned into a nine-hour drive over 1 hour, going 5 miles per hour with flashing lights. And on top of coaching over there, doing the boot camp, two girls came to last minute to meet me, unexpected, almost like stalkers. So I dealt with that. My parents were visiting. My cousin was in town celebrating his birthday. And a couple times throughout the week, I was like, man, that's a lot, but in a good way. And yet, and now I did it, and it feels so good and so much growth. And with women, it's a whole new level. I felt like it was the celebration of the work for the past couple of months, because I felt like the past couple of months for me were like remove any and everything that was there before to have a completely new sense of it. And I really felt it come together this week over there. Super nicely. I just lined them up like fucking crazy. Those two girls came. Fuck. Everything that passed my way was just like and effortless. And also a lot of opportunities came with filming movie. I ran into this guy, Buffy, whom I didn't know, but apparently he's huge in Europe. I have all those European people telling me, wow, my God, you're in a movie with Buffy and so on. So it's a big deal. The guy used to do hidden cameras years ago, like not pick up, but it'd be pretty funny. He would go to beautiful women on the streets, French Riviera, put a microphone on them, and he'd be like, "You got laid last night. When did you get laid?" It's just stuff like that. So it's really phenomenal. Ready for questions. You know the drill. City you're calling from, your name, and we'll answer your questions.
Hi.
We can hear you? So, go ahead. Yes we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Abdullah. I am calling from Minnesota. And I have a question. And the question is, how can I change my nice guy / pleaser persona? I have this character. Like, I get really uncomfortable when, like, I would displease someone. Like, I had people, my coworkers would describe me as passive or not dominant or any of that. So I just want to change this character.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What have you so far done to change it? Give me some details.
I've tried to change my behaviors, like speak loudly. Like, I would confront people, like, when people would, like, I would, like, when there is conflict, like, I used to, like, chicken out, like, really bad. Now, like, I would get angry in return and confront them. Like, right now, I'm no longer afraid of conflict. You know what I mean? I would try to speak louder. But I have this thing, like, you know, like, when the inflection of the voice goes up when we talk, or you squeeze your eyelids, and you talk like you're not sure, even though I'm giving informative statements, like these kind of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you the way I think about this thing, okay? I think that the majority of the world, if not all of the world, has this thing backwards. The idea is not to speak louder and not squint your eyes. You see, because my old teacher, Manu Tupou, he told me one time, he said, your thoughts and your decisions, they manifest on your body. Okay? So, let's say you speak a little bit louder, but you don't change your decisions about life, and you don't change the way you view life. That's just your voice getting louder. You're going to do a bunch of other things that are going to now demonstrate that you're not alpha, or whatever the words you used were, that you're that nice guy. Like you cannot. Listen, I'm telling you guys, this is a rule that I have in my life, and it's taken me very far. I'm a guy who gets attacked publicly a lot. If you guys go on my Instagram, you see just a couple of days ago, some woman just went completely berserk on me on Instagram. And there's a reason why nobody can take me out. It's because I don't lie. I just don't lie. So if anybody has something negative to say about me, they would have to make it up. They would have to fabricate it. And once you look at the lie for long enough and you analyze it, you see that it unravels. But when you look at the truth, it doesn't unravel. It just becomes more and more bright. I said a while back, truth can withstand investigation. Lies cannot. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is you're saying, how can I? And then I said, so how have you done it? And then you immediately went into louder voice and confrontation, all that. Your thoughts and your decisions, they manifest on your body, Manu Tupou. So you cannot in any way, shape, or form make a real change unless you get into the level of your thoughts and your decisions. Then the question is, how does one do that? Well, myself and Vince, when you come to our events, this happens by itself, because what you'll do is you'll get a bunch of new information. You get an analysis of old information. You also get to be around and observe for yourself what it's like to be alpha, okay, or to not be a pushover, or whatever the words you want to use. So my recommendation for you, first, to realize that the more you try to fix the outside, you might get away with it once or twice, but you can't lie to people, man. I mean, that's why I don't lie to people. I just don't think I can. I think that if I try to lie to people, people will catch me. So I say, fuck it. I don't need to lie to people. Right? I'd rather not get caught lying. How's that? Okay, that makes me weak. So first, you got to make sure that you're changing your thoughts and your decisions. Then how do you do that? Get coaching. That's what coaching is for. That's why we have programs. I have a diamond mind program. You want your mind to turn into a fucking diamond. So that's how you do it. Okay, that's my answer. I'll pass it on to Vince.
Fucking brilliant. And what you got to realize is that the awareness that we're presenting at this point, if you hear it once on a Monday call, you will experience great appeal, especially if you're open, if you're listening. And yet it's through repetition that suddenly you tap into it and you go, oh, that's what they're talking about. So couple key pointers, okay? Identity is everything. If you want to change anything, but you identify with the problem thinking that that's the way you are, but you hope to be different, it's going to be very difficult and you'll make little progress and then go right back where you were. So the first and most essential of all shifts is to start to contemplate that perhaps it's not that you're a nice guy. It's along the way, for whatever reason, most likely to protect yourself, you started to engage in nice guy behavior. So know that you are not the old behavior. Detach from it. Really start to make some headways with the thought I'm sharing right now. And that's with everything, not only for the gentleman asking the question. Okay? Realize it's stuff you picked up along the way, misunderstandings, misconceptions. Who you are is not that. Then also, it's very important to know that whenever what creates the nice guy behavior, it's a way, a false way to try to stay safe, a cope out. Okay? So you have to become more aware of the true nature of other humans and yours. You're probably operating based on false concepts. So this way your behavior will automatically change. And then allocation, because there's also a part of you that's well-intended. You know, some of us, we grew up around some kindness, some sophistication. And in that context, it is not nice guy behavior. It is the right thing to do, but it's not very frequent. So you venture outside of that and it comes across a different way. So you need to know how to allocate your kindness. You know, yesterday, for example, one of the students was super, super, super kind. And he did a few gestures towards me. He said, that's to honor my teacher towards me. That really inspired me. That really, you know, it was given in the right way, at the right time, to the right person for it to impact positively. But then I warned him. I said, you exercise that same kind of genuine kindness towards women, it's going to be completely different and completely misread. So there is a way. You are the way. It's within, but you need to expose yourself to a completely different mindset. That's the first thing for everybody. Because if you try to change the things you want to change with the mindset that produced those things, if you think, well, I should be, you know, more alpha, I'm too much of a nice guy, maybe I need to speak louder, good luck. So your best bet, genuinely, I feel obligated to say that because I don't want you to suffer or struggle any longer and live another 1, 5, 10 years under a false impression of yourself and miss out every minute on behavior that's available to you once you better rewire your mindset. Your best bet is to expose yourself to as much as possible to our work, to what Arash and I, we do, you know. And in 2 weeks, there's going to be a phenomenal live stream, Mesmerize. Okay? At the end of this call, for those who are on the call, we're going to give you a chance to be there and in a bit of a special way. So I would urge you to take those steps. And then Arash was talking about truth, so you have to also be true to yourself. There's plenty of guys that send us those messages, oh, please help me, this and that, but they're not willing to lift their own little finger. So to change those kinds of things, you can, but you got to work extreme. You know, it's almost like somebody who says, I don't like the look of my face, I want to change it. Yes, you can do that. You know, I feel too heavy. Yeah, I want to change it. All right. There's only one way. You got to be at the gym and not 1 week or not like a little sample gym session. You got to be there every day for the next 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, and then your reality will be completely different. So thank you for your question. Who's the next one?
I'll go next. This is Jason from Houston.
Good to have you on the call. I'll let you ask your question and I'll pass it to Arash.
All right. So my question is, what can I do to show that I'm, I guess, able would be the word? To put it in perspective, I'm in a sales job right now. My team consists of two girls. And everybody in the office, including them, pretty much like admires me. But I'm trying to show this, I am showing this masculinity that I can do shit, but they feel the need to always try to help me with shit. And it feels like they're babying me. And I don't like that feeling because it's unattractive. So what can I do to, I guess, show my masculinity? Is the question didn't come out as I wanted it to, but I'll leave it at that and let you guys.
How can you show your masculinity? Well, I'm looking at this right now, okay? Because are they helping you? Because you're physically challenged? Is that why they're doing it from that perspective? Would they do it if you didn't have the definition you have?
No, I don't believe they will.
So you think it's because of what they're looking at, they're seeing a physical condition, that's why they're doing it?
Right.
Then I would just confront that. I would just like, go sit down, let's talk. Okay? You know, there was a time I was in the hospital, they told me I'm never going to walk and talk. Can you believe that? Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah, that's the whole point of this talk. Let me tell you something. And then they told me this, and they told me that, and they told me this, they told me that. Right? Good. You know what they didn't know? They didn't know who they were talking to. They were talking to me. Right? They said, motherfucking Miracle Phillips, bitch. Don't say the bitch part. But, so, sometimes I see you guys, out of the goodness of your heart, try to help me. But you don't know who you're trying to help. Baby, if I need your help, I ask for your help. I might need you to help me hold my dick when I pee. I might need you to hold my balls because they're so big sometimes. But I don't, that's very cute. You guys do that. It's very cute. But it's just funny to me, and I just wanted to bring attention to it. Like, it's all good, man, you know? Catch me outside. How about that in a year? What's going on? Like, I would just approach it just like that and give him, like, a real, almost funny, strong attitude, which is the truth. Like, bitch, girl, get out of here. Stop trying to help me like that. I would ask for it. You know, I have no problem asking if I need fucking help with something, but, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, you, what do you, no, stop, okay? I appreciate it. It's very, and I would say things like this. It's very cute. It's adorable. I love it. I think the fact that you care is even attractive, you know? But, let's not forget where I came from, who I am, where I'm headed. So, in the future, if I see you give me that vibe, I'm going to be like, hey, don't do that shit. And then you know what I'm talking about. So, that's somehow, like, I would go about it somehow like that.
You know, I'm reminded of the first thing that I've ever heard from Arash when we had our first conversation, one of the first ones. When he asked me, I was wrestling with a little bit of a situation, and he said, what within you must change? What within you must heal? Or, you know, and I had heard the question before, but I wanted to hear it with new ears. I think that whether it's a woman that's kind of making you feel like she's treating you a certain way, or a work situation and so on, use all those situations to tap within. And obviously, there's something within you that's agreeing with that you need to shift and know that it's not truth, because when you're at the right place and people start to help you in the way that they do, it's going to be as simple as you laughing and go like, what are they doing? And it's no longer going to be in relationship to you. It's going to be like, what are they thinking? What are you guys thinking? I'm fine. And then the masculine and the feminine, it's very important to constantly redefine those words, because there's just two words that have many facets, angles, and then you simplify it. So I think that two chicks were staying with me for the weekend, and a whole bunch of other chicks came in too. And it's amazing how, you know, feminized behavior, very better behavior, is always doubt, dilemma, some sort of destruction, some sort of chaos and problem and so on. So at the core, watch that you right away tap into your masculinity. And the masculinity is produce, create a solution. So whenever you become aware of those things, gentlemen, something there needs to shift too. Also, it's important that you train yourself to be resourceful right away. Reassure and get resourceful. So if part of you goes like, oh, I dislike the way they're treating me at work, right away go, okay, we're going to change this right now. That's it. That's very masculine. Within, hey, I got your back. You talk to yourself. We're changing this right now. And then watch out also, because it's so easy to always find some excuse not to thrive. Part of thriving is the ability to adapt. So if they help you in certain ways, instead of once again turning that into a problem, start to fucking use it and thrive, okay? And maybe have them do more things. One thing that made Erickson, the famous hypnotist, such a master, is that he didn't view people treating him a certain way because of his personal disability as a problem. He used it to become a master, motivator, persuader, hypnotist, and so on. And he got them to do more and more. Erickson would even do things where just by changing a little bit of the look on his face, he would have people bring him a cup of water or things like that. Okay? So the thing that's not really masculine is to view this situation as a problem. What would be very masculine would be to view it as, okay, that's the next piece of the puzzle that's coming to me. Constantly, life will present you with situations, and what slows you down is each time you sit down, you dissect, you debate, you regret, you resent, and you do all those things, and you blame others, and you blame yourself. That's a waste of fucking time. If instead you go perfect, and they're strengthening you, and whatever other people don't get about us and so on, to really there for us one more reason to tap into you knowing you. No, you knowing you. And those responses that a lot of you guys love to hear, you know, when we playfully go, or the responses, it's hilarious what a rush lined up, you know, like, hey, you want to help me hold my balls? They come out naturally because they're more organic, because deep down inside, you know truth about you. Yeah, same thing with women. That's why you need the deeper change. And continue to hustle. You know, genuinely, I'm going to say something because you know I really care about you. Okay, you're part of those guys that you're going the long journey. You're still on the Monday call today. You came to the first GSLR 2 years ago. At the same time, your rhythm has slowed down a little bit. So watch out, because it should be the opposite. Okay, it should be that you come to us, you hustle, you understand it's not a quick fix, and you pay your dues, and then we speed up that process. And then you, boom, you got your own wings, and then you end up like Brian Casella or Chris DeVilbiss and so on. So make sure that you are not part of those guys that you had a strong start, and at some point you divert a little bit. We're here to master this, so it's obvious to you what masculinity is. And you made so much headway that right now is the time for everybody, not just for you. So everybody that's been following us, listening for some time, okay? The model of the world that will fuck your progress over faster than anything is everybody. They come in not strong enough, and then they reach a little more strength, and then it quickly fades like a wimpy erection. The real winners, you know, you come in and you get everything that you can. That's how personally I went about all my self-help. Wherever I went, I wanted to be the absolute fucking best. When I stepped the first time into a room and Tony Robbins was on stage, you know, I'm going to be the best here. Sure enough, not even a year and a half down the road, I got the leadership award. 5 jackets were given up to that time to the people working around him. One to his attorney, one to his personal bodyguard, one to the first guy that booked him, and one to his producer, and one to me. You know, that's how much headways I would make. So win, gentlemen, win. Be more ferocious. Little things come into your life. Have more of a masculine reaction to be. Let's handle this. And don't even think you got to handle it. Imagine, it's the next gift. You're being shown the way, but it's not obvious at first. It's a blessing in disguise. Okay, so the call will be pretty short today. We got probably time for one, max two more questions.
Hey, guys, I have a question. So let's say in sales, what's a good way to turn a no into a yes and close the sale and just get more yeses than no's?
Well, okay. No, I got that question, but it was hard for me to understand how you could ask that question, because let me give you a question so you see the relationship of what I'm saying. Someone calls in and says, how can I get more women to fuck me and not just, you know, not fuck me? I mean, that's the whole point of what we do. And if you're talking about how to get a yes in sales, it's like you study sales and you study persuasion. I don't know where you are. Do you want me to just throw a random piece of information? Like, here's a pebble. To get them to say yes more, get in better rapport with them. There. Now, I don't think that'll do anything for you. Right? Mm-hmm. Your question has to be specific. I don't know where you are in your sales. I don't know what you're doing. And somebody says, how can I make another $1 million this year? I don't know. That's the whole point of living and doing what we do.
All right.
So I'll pass it to Vince.
Can I break it down a little bit better? Do you think seduction is like sales in ways?
I don't think I know. I'm a businessman and now I'm a millionaire. And guess who didn't go to business school? Me. Me. Guess who didn't graduate college? Me. Guess who mastered seduction? Me. Guess who makes more and more money every couple of months? Me. How? Seduction is sales. Same thing.
Okay. Awesome.
Let me ask you a question. What is it that you sell, if you don't mind saying it, or is it something you wouldn't be comfortable saying?
Oh, it's supplements, and I sell supplements and also inside gym memberships.
Okay, what would happen to me and my life if I didn't get those?
What would happen if you don't? Less money.
To me, if I didn't get those supplements, what would happen to me and my life?
You would probably be, not as healthy. You wouldn't be feeling as good and less energized.
Okay, so let me help you right away. First, speed. So the one thing that you're going to practice to be more seductive, influential, is speed. The speed depends on how much time you spend you within reflecting on it. Never use words like just. Oh, just. You started your sentence with just. Nobody wants just. And then you would probably know. It's not probably. For me, I think selling is a misconception. I dislike selling. And I dislike being sold. I think the better and higher formula is, number one, to be the ultimate provider for yourself. So if you had a tribe, if you have anything, you got to provide for that. So you cannot rest a minute, and you have to rekindle with the spirit of what it was like when people had to migrate, for example. When suddenly, hey, a storm is coming, we need to get out of here now. Boom. Start marching, start packing. Oh, but I'm tired. No, you're going to die otherwise. And that's in everything that you do. The next single. So is find what you truly love. With women, it's easy to sell yourself too short, you know, and then you end up in shit situations. But when you know yourself, all of your value, and you go for the best out there, it's a lot easier. There's a lot less shit around it and so on. So if you're part of those people who got into a job, a product, or an industry just so you could be safe or because you wanted to make money, okay, you're missing out on the long journey of finding your mission, finding your passion, and then it's an obligation. It's an obligation. So tap more and more into that place where it's an obligation. Like me, I'd be pretty fucking disgusting if I continuously walked around and saw guys struggle, them being miserable, so wonderful man, all shrunk into insecurities, unaware of what's available for them. And so it is a mission. I cannot help but help. I have to. And if I may make a recommendation, years ago, asking similar questions, I followed a long journey that was very costly and took a lot of time of gathering pieces at the level of persuasion, influence, and so on. And out of my frustration of how long that journey was for me, I created a resource called Beyond Hypnosis, Secrets of Unconscious Influence. Okay, I had to really understand categories of people and so on. It's a pure little masterpiece. So that would be a great starting point for that. Well, gentlemen, I think we have reached the completion of this call. I think if everybody stays on the line for a moment, I'd be happy to answer one more question if it's suitable for my brother Arash. In the meantime, for those of you guys who are live, two things are coming. I just wrapped up a sold-out boot camp in New York City. The guys were phenomenal. The change was above and beyond. There was that moment Saturday evening, top of that nightclub outside facing the Empire State Building where I came back. It was 2:40 a.m. and I looked around and pretty much each and every one of the guys were right there sitting with a woman, with women. One guy pulled a girl downstairs and fucked her on the street right outside of it. Another guy quickly passed by me. You know, the curfew was 2. I stayed until 2:40. And he said, "Hey, man, do you have a condom?" He was holding a girl by the hand. And he was surprised at how rapidly he had a condom in his hand. Because I always carry a bag of condoms with me. So, phenomenal transformation. And I'm doing it again this weekend in Hollywood. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Absolute must. And then the next weekend after that, we are doing one of those one-time-only events with Arash and myself. And this one will help you to entice women, the true art of enticement, and it's called Mesmerized. So you have two options. If you come in person, you have the benefit of doing infield with us at night. And you got to be around the both of us. So it's a very unique opportunity. This event, don't think you're going to catch it next time because it's one time only. Then it goes into the vault, okay? And then there's the option of the live stream as well. Live stream, we give you an HD recording afterwards. So the questions you asked today, gentlemen, you need more information, and this is your perfect opportunity. It's on the 19th, Saturday the 19th. If you are smart enough to travel, come, okay? We always do a sliding scale. Currently, it's $200 on line, and it's gonna go higher. So catch it as soon as you can, or you can do the live stream version, all right? So that ends the recorded part of the call. For those of you who called live, stay on the line for one more question.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Dibazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com. Now, and remember, stay sexy.